This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Greg Kim. The Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation has nearly completed the first phase of COVID-19 vaccinations that included frontline healthcare workers and residents and staff of the Bethel Elders Home. YKHC will now begin to vaccinate elders age 65 and older and frontline essential workers. Bethel elders can call YKHC's COVID-19 hotline at 543-6949 to schedule a vaccination appointment. The health corporation will reach out to village-based elders directly. Frontline essential workers are defined by YKHC as individuals working in the following roles: corrections officers, COVID-19 quarantine workers, daycare providers, first responders, staff at shelters for homeless or domestic violence, grocery store workers, airline employees, post office workers, public transit or taxi drivers, teachers and school employees, and utility workers. If you work in one of these industries and your job requires you to interact with the public, you can reach out to YKHC to find out if you're eligible for a COVID-19 vaccine. There's a submission form at ykhc.org. To answer questions about the vaccines, YKHC hosted a second informational session last night with Alaska's Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Ann Zink. YKHC now has enough COVID-19 vaccine doses for between 4,000 and 5,000 people. Chief of Staff Dr. Ellen Hodges reported that 1,300 doses of the Moderna vaccine arrived in Bethel Monday. She also said that YKHC doctors, like elsewhere, are discovering an extra sixth dose in vials of the Pfizer vaccine that were supposed to hold just 5 doses. That means YKHC received more than 3,000 doses of the Pfizer vaccine. The state's chief medical officer, Dr. Ann Zink, said that Alaska can expect allocations of vaccines monthly. She did not know how many doses would be arriving in January. YKHC's Dr. Hodges said they will reserve the Moderna vaccine for elders in villages.
Because the Moderna vaccine is way less fussy in its storage and dilution, we will be able to ship vaccine directly to villages to do vaccinations from community health aides.
In cases where elders cannot get to the village health clinic, Hodges said health aides will vaccinate them at their homes. And in Bethel, she said YKHC was planning to vaccinate elders at the senior living homes. Both the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines require 2 doses. Dr. Hodges said the second dose for the Pfizer vaccine needs to come 3 weeks after the first dose, and for the Moderna vaccine, 4 weeks after.
We really need you to be conscientious about getting that second dose. I think that's really important. We don't know how much immunity you get with that first dose, but we know you must have the booster to get the full 94 to 95% efficacy that we really need.
There is a 4-day window for those second doses. In villages, Hodges said YKHC would aim to deliver the second dose on the first day of the 4-day window in case there are any weather delays. Dr. Zink said it is important to get your second dose in the same place you receive your first dose.
If you're getting it in the YK, please get your second dose in the YK, because if you need to travel into Anchorage, they likely won't have a dose for you.
It will take a few weeks after the second dose for people's bodies to fully respond and take advantage of the vaccine's full efficacy. But Dr. Zink says even then, people cannot go back to their normal lives because it is unknown whether the vaccine prevents transmission.
And what we don't know is if people would get infection like in their nose and be able to be feeling very well, but then be able to spread it to others.
Dr. Zink said even after people get vaccinated, they should wear masks, continue to social distance, and keep practicing all COVID-19 mitigation strategies. Similarly, she said, in-person school, gatherings, and traveling would become safer once more people are vaccinated.
There's some estimates that somewhere between 60 to 70 to maybe 80% of the population really need to get vaccinated to minimize the spread between people.
Dr. Zink said it's also not yet clear how long the vaccines will be effective. She says initial data are showing the vaccines will likely be effective for a long time, but she said scientists will know more in the spring. And she addressed another question about whether people who have tested positive for COVID-19 should forego a vaccination for now so someone else can get it.
You probably have some decent immunity for 90 days, and so there's a little bit of protection for that bit of time. And so if you're just recovering and someone else in your community can go first, that's not unreasonable, but we're not double checking that from the state perspective.
Dr. Hodges also addressed allergic reactions to the vaccines. She said nobody in the YK Delta has had an allergic reaction to a vaccine, but if it happens, it typically happens seconds or minutes after the vaccination. YKHC will observe individuals 20 to 30 minutes after they are vaccinated. Hodges said Village Health Clinics are stocked with extra epinephrine shots to deal with allergic reactions if they occur.
Our community health aides are fabulous at handling emergencies of all kinds, and they are already trained in the treatment of anaphylactic reactions, which is the one reaction that we are the most concerned about with this vaccine.
Both Hodges and Zink said that to them, the COVID-19 vaccines represent hope. Dr. Zink said the vaccines are the biggest tools for mitigating the spread and illness from COVID-19. Continuing in COVID-19 news, the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation recommended that all villages in the region extend their community lockdowns for an additional 30 days until January 16, 2021. The Health Corporation initially recommended a month-long region-wide lockdown on November 16th to help slow the spread of COVID-19. Most communities did so. During that time, transmission rates have dropped slightly, but the region still maintains the highest coronavirus case rates in the state and some of the highest rates in the country. Also, the Bethel Hospital continues admitting COVID-19 patients and medevacing critically ill patients to larger hospitals. Next, in Bethel City Council. In last night's meeting, the Bethel City Council voted to extend COVID-19-related emergency mandates by 2 months. This includes the airport testing and mask mandates. It also extends a measure that prevents shutoff for unpaid water bills. Interim City Manager Pete Williams noted that the CARES Act spending deadline was extended by 1 year. U.S. Congress made the change late Monday night. Given the longer timeline, Williams suggested that the police and fire departments would need funding to the tune of $100,000 for the month of December. He also recommended that City Council approve only $200,000 of the originally proposed $500,000 to Bethel Community Services Foundation. City Council unanimously approved the motion. Also during the meeting, Mayor Michelle DeWitt and additional council members mentioned that city committees and commissions had many vacancies. The mayor encouraged interested residents to contact the city clerk's office to join. Next, in some good news, Tuntutuliak residents will be receiving a surprise gift to brighten up their Christmas. Because the village's Moravian Church is not holding an in-person service, Treasurer Lucy Loopy says the church is donating a gift of $100 to each household in Tuntutuliak to purchase groceries.
Because we knew that some people are, you know, struggling financially for not being able to work. I think during this time, we need to help our neighbors as much as we can.
She said, since the village is in lockdown, people can apply their $100 credit when they order groceries through the phone. Loopy says in normal years, the Moravian Church in Tuntutuliak holds a candlelight service on Christmas Eve. Everyone in the 400 person is invited and given a bag of candy.
We were kind of saddened that we couldn't be together this year.
She said Christmas Eve and Christmas Day service will be held through VHF this year, and it is recommended that people stay home. And finally, in the daily COVID count, yesterday the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation announced 36 new confirmed cases of COVID-19 in the region. In alphabetical order by community, there were 18 cases in Bethel, 1 in Chifornik, 1 in Chivac, 2 in Congegonac, 4 in Quitgillingok, 3 in Pilot Station, 1 in Scammon Bay, 1 in Tuntutuliak, and 5 in an unnamed YK Delta village. There are 326 active cases in the region. Since March, YKHC has announced 3,389 cases, 17 medevacs, 38 Bethel hospitalizations, and 16 deaths. Thank you for listening to KYUK News. Please send any news tips to news@kyuk.org. And stay tuned for News Yukdun coming up.